Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Do you know what I saw the other day?
What?
There was an Irish girl on one of the apps, I can't remember which one, calling herself an international air hostess.
Definition of that?
International air hostess.
Is that because she flies all different countries? Like, what's the context?
They're
of
already
it?
Going Dublin to Shannon, like. Dublin to Cork.
Heading to Knockamoney, a national air hostess.
That's what I mean.
Look, big up yourself, you know what I mean?
It's so wild.
Like, that's like, because my life is so boring at the minute with the kids, I just put turbo in front of a lot of stuff that I say to make it more exciting. So good for her. Hello, you're very welcome to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. It's Mr. Jen.
Oh.
I thought I switched up. I'm a gal gone now.
Gunning for a place on TG Car. And I'm Carla.
I'm Ross Naroon.
How are you?
Huh? I'm Ross Naroon.
You there on the Moorbags. Reinvent the Moorbags. Get Jen on.
They don't speak Irish.
I thought they did.
No.
So there you go.
Oh, you got Mandela affected. No, yeah. They don't.
I thought that they were Australia.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't have watched them if they were.
No, I knew they spoke English, but I thought they did a lot of...
Oh, they might do. Oh, yeah, they could do, yeah. You know? There's a lot of Celtic stuff in there. Yeah.
It was very...
Tom A. Morbegs.
Yeah. It was very Irish-coded.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just assumed. Apologies, yeah. My assumption.
No, incorrect. No, you could be right, you could be right. This episode, though, we're not talking about the Morbegs. We're talking about...
A few things.
Yeah.
So we're going to chat a little bit about, I keep calling it 4B, it's not fucking 4B.
It is a 4B.
It is 4B.
That's the fourth time you've gotten it right.
Finally got it right.
Yeah. She kept calling it K18. Yeah. 3LW, the whole thing. Like. Fuck's sake, TLC.
Oh, very funny. Yeah. So we're talking about that and then we're going to go through some of your horror stories. That men have sent you. So it's actually quite a nice segue when we think about this, you know. But yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about K18 and 3LW and the rest, TLC. And then we're going to chat a little bit about your horror stories from messages you've received on dating apps from men.
Yeah.
Which is slightly traumatizing. Now, one thing that I want to chat about, I want to speculate a little bit about before we get into things.
All right.
Before we dive right in.
Yeah.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, what's he done now?
So Rebel Wilson has come out and said that she felt like she was, in a way, sexually harassed a bit by him on the set of Brothers Grimsby. Have you seen Brothers Grimsby?
No.
Fucking hilarious film.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and like in it, it's kind of, like the role she plays in it is... Like, she's his missus and she's real, like, it's real Brit. Like, it's really, really, like, they all go pub and they go watch the football and, you know, it's that kind of way. And it turns out his brother's a spy and then he gets mistaken for the brother. It is actually quite a funny film.
Do you know what? Ali G was on the telly there a few weeks ago and I was like, this is fucking comedy gold. Like,
yeah,
I do like brilliant. His movies, Absolutely. Borat, The Dictator. Like, he'd been touching on Palestine for years. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's... When you go back and watch his films, you're like, this is actually fucking hilarious. Now, obviously, they're very, like, some of the things that you see, you're just like, what? How the fuck? Like, Borat, Bruno. Like, you know.
Yeah, you don't know how the fuck that got out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, they are quite funny when you look back on them.
Yeah. Now, she spoke about it in her memoir, which is called Rebel Rising.
Okay.
Rebel's such a, interesting name, isn't it?
Don't all of our siblings have mad names as well, though?
Yeah, they yeah. That's what I mean. I was like, she was just bone to be still. Mm. But anyway, so in the film, like, again, it doesn't matter what role it was, but it was a real... You know the way in Ali G, you know the way he was with my Julie, and it was yeah. so overtly like they were snogging and half riding yeah, in front yeah. of you and all the time. It was kind of like another version of that.
Okay.
But she feels like... she said stuff like, sorry, she said stuff. She said, she commented saying that when they were filming in South Africa, he'd mentioned that he wanted me to go naked in a future scene. She said, which was in no way essential to the plot. I've seen the movie. It's in no way essential to the plot. She said that he gave her gross directions and it appeared as if he wanted me to look and feel awful. And then he also said that she wanted her to change into smaller clothes to show as much cellulite as possible. Now, I don't know if he said the cellulite comment or she's saying she felt like it was kind of the worst. She said that she was lured out of her trailer into an unfinished, unfurnished concrete room with a mattress on the floor. The only people in the room were him and his mates. And she also said that he pulled down his trousers as his friends recorded on their phones telling her, okay, now I want you to stick your finger up my ass for a scene that he said would be in the film. She said that she was scared. She said, in my opinion, Sacha Baron Cohen gets off on making people feel uncomfortable. Now, not ideal.
Jared Leto vibe there.
He's came out and said, while we appreciate the importance of speaking out, these demonstrably false claims are directly contradicted by the extensive detailed evidence, including documents, film footage and eyewitness accounts from those present before, during and after the production of The Brothers Grimsby. So...
Oh God!
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, now I have to hate him.
I know. Then that came. So that came out, and kind of like the same day or the day after, it came out that him and Isla Fisher were divorcing and have been in the process of divorce since 2023.
Right.
So after 20 years,
is this his downfall?
I don't know.
It sounds like it could be. I'd say a lot of people probably commit because.
It's just fishy in it. The timing is all very, very fishy.
Yeah.
Because I suppose, but then I'm also like, is it fishy or is it a fact that people would be like clambering to her to get a quote and she's like, actually, we're in the middle of something?
Mm.
You know? Is it that?
No, I feel like he's getting Dan Schneidered.
Really?
I feel like there's probably going to be an awful lot more.
It's such a nightmare.
Like, put it on your bingo card. It's a new edition. It's an April edition. Put it on your bingo card. I just feel like there's going to be
more by the end of the month.
Look at the list of films that he
has been in.
Imagine the mad shit.
There's always a really inappropriate tone, though, and that's what I mean. I'd say not he can get away with it, but like, what are his serious roles? Sweeney Todd. Like, what are the roles that he's done that have been like really serious?
I can't remember. Was it? There was one movie, and I remember looking at the trailer going, oh God, Sacha Baron Cohen. It was like, it was a court case sort of thing that he was in. But apparently he was brilliant in it. That he does do drama well as well. But I'm just, and obviously this is all alleged. Like this is, but in my personal opinion, I feel like we're going to see probably a good few people from past movies, because doesn't he write, direct and create all of his own stuff?
But this is what I mean about, like, if you look at his body of work, okay, forget the drama and forget the Sweeney Todd one.
Yeah.
But if you look at his body of work, he's known for being like a character actor who writes, directs, concepts, everything.
And tours in those characters.
But all of them have kind of sexually graphic or sexually explicit jokes.
Mm.
So there's... obviously a tone there. Like if you think about Ali G, it's me, Julie.
Yeah.
If you think about Bruno, that whole character.
Borat as well.
Borat, my wife. And I've never seen The Dictator, so I can't comment, but I'm sure there's some kind of fucking level there. Yeah.
It's just as bonkers,
And same with even with The Brothers Grimsby, it's very, as I said, it's like a camped up version of the football bloke.
Yeah.
You know, where it's, and they all live in a very small kind of rundown area of London, and it's the local.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of looks like a shitter version of EastEnders.
Okay.
You know, and it's kind of made out that way. It's like, oh, well, we all live in this shit town.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. It's very kind of, I don't know, it's very chavved up versions of, hard to explain until you see, you watch it and you immediately get it. It's just very amped up versions of that. And in it, it's very, I think they have 12 kids or something, and it's kind of one of those things where it's like there's loads of scenes where he's like, I'm just gonna shag her now quickly in front of you, and you know what I mean, to the wife. And Rebel Wilson obviously plays the wife. Anyway, it's strange. So
yeah, it's real kind of there's no need for that.
There's always something.
Yeah
You know, yeah. There's always something in his work, if you will.
We'll just have to wait and see what happens there. What we do for K18 or
4B?
4B. Well, we might as well, because do you know what? It's actually not as big as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's not.
I had seen
it's
it, right?
Very, very not.
The 4B movement, it's associated with South Korea, and it's basically this women group of women. Now, like, it's since come out that it's not half as big as it actually, like, if you spoke to a South Korean woman, she probably wouldn't know what you're fucking talking about. But the Western world has grabbed this by the headline and just basically said that the crux of it is the women in South Korea are so fucking sick of the patriarchy and they're so sick of the men and the unfair treatment and everything that else that goes with it. They've just opted out. So, like, they're saying no to dating, no to marriage, no to children, and they're just living their best lives. And of course, men have taken this on and they're just like, oh, so South Korea is full of lesbians then? Like, you know, that kind of take on it.
Of course, that's the only two options.
Exactly. Yeah, we all have to be raging lesbians for you to
not want to be near you.
Yeah, exactly. But it's since come out that, because, like, people who have lived in South Korea, people who are from South Korea, have South Korean friends, are all kind of like, yeah, the Western world has kind of blown this up because it was obviously a salacious headline, but it's very vague as to how many members are in it. It's like, I think it's between 500 and 50,000, which is just the fucking maddest
statistic.
Yeah. Like, it could be anywhere in between that. And then other people have pointed it down to like 6,500, which in South Korea is not, it's like a drop in the ocean compared to the population. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But what's kind of sent this down the road in Western media is the fact that South Korea have like one of the lowest birth rates in the world.
Yeah.
And that's why they're like trying to amalgamate the two, and they're just like, look, it's working. You know what I mean? Like, the women have stopped and they're going extinct now because of the men, like, fuck the men kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's just so fucking expensive to, and they have a head on their shoulders. They're not going having kids for the fucking sake of it. Like, they're being safe. They're, you know what I mean? Like, I think for a population to turn over normally, as in to match the death rate with the birth rate, there has to be a birth rate of like 2.1% per year, whereas they're like 0.06. So it is very, very low. But like, a lot of people who are like being real about this are just kind of saying it's just too fucking expensive to have a kid in South Korea.
Yeah. So it's back in 2019, it had 4,000 members. So again, what's the population of South Korea?
You're like, asking me, you're putting me on the spot there, right? Yeah. You keep talking, I look that up, right?
So it's kind of, again, it's a thing that people found out about on TikTok and was like, have you heard about this massive movement? It's not actually a massive movement. But it's gone viral a few times. How many? Go on.
There's 51.63 million as of 2022.
So 4,000 people were active in 2019, were active I'm a 4B
out of
movement
51
member
million.
Kind of thing. Yeah. So not as large.
Yeah.
And what was interesting was there was loads of people being like, I think it's a good study on, just because it's popular on TikTok doesn't actually mean that it's popular in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a good few people that were like, what are you on about?
Mm.
If you asked one person in South Korea about this, they'd be like, what?
Yeah,
exactly. You'd have to really find, like, search and find someone. Yeah. They'd be like, what's 4B?
Yeah.
I don't really understand. So not exactly the biggest movement ever, but I think there's been...
I like its concept, though.
I like the concept a lot. So
I love it. I support 4B.
Yeah, no, I get that. No, me too. I totally do understand. And I think as well, a lot of people were saying that it is a reaction to the Conservative Party who got into government in 2022.
Okay.
And it was quite a conservative government, and a lot of their campaigning were like, these things are women's problems.
Yeah.
And these things are women's faults.
What? The people who support it, who have kind of come out and said, look, this movement isn't as big as it's being made out on TikTok, like, please stop with the misinformation. They also have said, yes, South Korea is a very sexist
place
towards women, but women aren't like opting out of marriage or dating, or like, you know, there's a very small majority that are kind of going against this and like doing this opting out thing, but hopefully it catches on, sure.
I mean, you know,
wouldn't it be fucking gas? And then obviously all the conspiracies come into us. It's like, yeah, but then what if they get really powerful and they start doing a Handmaid's Tale on it? That, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But because of the population, like obviously the birth rate dropping and stuff like that, they're going to have to do something about it. So it was kind of it was more so a reaction to that.
Yeah, I get it. So the main 4 points are they are refusing to have sex with men, which is, I'm not even going to try and, I'm going to butcher those pronunciations. I'm not even going to try.
Oh, the names?
Yeah.
Same.
I'll spell it out. It's B-I-S-E-K-S-E-U. Having children, B-I-C-H-U-L-S-A-N. Dating, B-I-Y-E-O-N-A-E. And marriage with men, B-I-H-O-N.
The names of,
The movement.
These are the four B's, basically. Yeah. That they're going against.
Yeah. These are not the K-18s. These are the four B's.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes more sense now. I don't know. I mean, if it caught on, I think a lot more women, there's so much lately coming out about how much like women's happiness increases after divorce versus men's happiness massively decreases. So it wouldn't be the most shocking thing in the world to happen.
No.
And we know now that like single women who never married, even like when they measure their happiness, it's a lot higher than women in marriages and all this other kind of stuff. So look, there's lots and lots. They're actually finally starting to do those kind of studies.
Yeah.
So there's more and more coming out now, I suppose, about how that kind of typical setup, man, woman, 2.5 kids, dog and house, isn't really...
Yeah.
The be all and the end all of the world. And obviously something that was, how would you say, pushed forward quite a bit to keep people in check, if you will.
Yeah. There was another bloke that came on and he was talking about it, and he was from South Korea, and he was talking about, he was like, if you look at this logistically, this is purely down to how women fare out in a relationship, because he said, in comparison to somewhere like America, things like, trigger warning, things like SA, rape, that kind of thing, he says it happens so much in the Western world. You are getting caught if that's happening in South Korea. Like, it's not as if it's the same problems that they have over there kind of thing. This is purely down to how men are in relationships, which I thought was really interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, it's purely down to, like, the woman in the house and, you know, like this kind of dynamic that you get when you get into a relationship and have kids with somebody, that it this is solely based on that. Like, it's not even got to do with, there was one thing, it also came out that there was spy cameras.
Oh, perfect.
And women were being like, their skirts were getting looked up. Now that he said in terms of like getting targeted in the street, that's kind of as far as it goes, but they're getting caught left, right and centre. Like, it's a big no-no kind of thing. And you're definitely not getting away with it as much in South Korea as you are in America, that kind of thing. So I just thought that was interesting as well. So, but no, fair play. So if I came over here now, I probably would jump
in. Jen's like,
I'm already down the road now, but I'd be just like, Fia, come on. Get in 4B there now.
Go on, girl.
Get in there. Don't be fucking porting up, brother.
The patriarchy. Go on, girl.
Fuck the patriarchy. Do you know what I mean? I watched Barbie's on Sky now. And it was on in the background yesterday. I was watching a few. Like, of course, it gets repeated. I was just so fucking funny looking at Ken with the patriarchy.
Oh, no, I know.
It was so funny. Like, it was mid, and it wasn't Oscar worthy. And, like, we are right. But there is a good message behind it. And it is very funny, like, to see.
Yeah, it's a cute movie.
Yeah, it's cute. To be fair, it's very, very cute.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's get on to the fucking madness, shall we?
Oh, let's go there. So I asked you guys, I actually saw there was a girl on TikTok, my favorite app ever in the entire world.
Oh, it's my bae.
It's my bae. And I've seen a few of them, but this girl had gone on a date with a guy and she was like, spark just wasn't there. Like, it wasn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm pretty sure he felt it too. So she like texted him and let him know afterwards, being like, hey, it was great to meet you, but I don't see this going anywhere. Yeah. No real spark. And she received, I think, 39 voice messages from this guy.
Oh, I saw this. Because I actually commented on it. I was like, that's what a bullet sounds like.
Yeah.
She dodged it. Fuck me, she dodged it.
Yeah. Like 39 voice messages from midday to 2 a.m. and then picked up again the next morning.
She was basically...
And they ranged from... Fucking, outwardly deranged to disgusting to the most misogynistic bollocks you've ever heard, all the way through to like demanding. And it was on, I wish I could find it, she plays them anyway. It was like a 20 minute video because there were so many of them.
She and was she, sitting there do you want to get ready with me,
yeah, so she was doing
her, she was doing her makeup and she just let these things play. And she kind of now and again she'd type on the screen like the context of the situation kind of thing.
She'd be like, I told him
like
sometime, or I told him I'm on meds for ADHD. He was like, obviously because you're fucking ADHD brain, and you know women always think that there's something wrong with them.
I'm blaming you. I'm so fucking bored of your ADHD. Yeah. But anyway, I'm never speaking to you again.
Yeah.
Cue 41 more messages. Yeah. Like, and then what was it? He turned around into, like, I think it was a good one because he slagged her for saying she has ADHD and she popped up on the screen that she's medically diagnosed as ADHD.
Yeah.
And he turned around and said, I'm actually on the spectrum. My friend who's a social worker told me I was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry. That was it as well. Yeah. He was like, actually, whatever her name was, let's just call her Anne. Actually, Anne, my friend, who's a social worker, told me that I was also on the spectrum. So I know more about this than you or something. It was crazy. Oh, I wish I could find it and put it on the page. Because it was honestly like...
It was so fucking funny because it was like him basically telling her, I think you need a hug. Coming from a person who really needs a fucking hug. It was so delusional.
But I think she put up like the message and the message was like... very nicely done. She was like, hey, I don't see a spark.
2 days before.
Yeah.
She had talked to him for 4 days.
Yeah.
He was going on as if they were talking 7 years.
Yeah.
And then I think they were supposed to go out on the Sunday and she let him know on the Friday, or going out on the Tuesday, she let him know on the Sunday. It was about 2 days beforehand.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot of time there. I thought they had gone on one date and this was the second. Am I wrong? No, they hadn't gone on a date.
No, they'd only spoken for 4 days.
Okay.
Even, on this app.
Even funnier. Even more insane.
Hilarious.
Even more insane.
Like, he had not spent a fucking dime on this one.
Oh, God.
Do you know? Because I've been hearing quite a lot on, like, mainstream media and stuff like that. You know where they're calling out these scenarios. And I've heard of a few people...
Oh, where they go out and afterwards they Venmo them for like the... Yeah,
they request the money for half of the meal. What do you think of that?
I think if you're going to split the meal, you're talking about that then and there.
Yeah.
But I think after, if they get back to you... Sorry, let's give people a little bit of context. There's a good few people that have been like reacting to this and having their own stories where they've gone on a date with a guy. It goes fine. They pay. And then... either later that night or the next day, they'll just be like, hey, just to let you know, don't get your hopes up with me because I'm not like, I didn't see the spark. I didn't, maybe that's why I'm mixing the two. I didn't see the spark. And then they'll get a Venmo or a Revolut for half the bill. And being like, well, I wasted money on you. And a lot of the times there will be like a message attached to it being like, yeah, well, I wasted so much money on you.
I mean, what is your opinion on, I think if you initiate the date, you pay for the date and then they tell you that they don't want to go on another date, you cut your losses. That's it.
It's an act of good faith. That's what I mean. I don't think you can turn around then and be like, oh, because this didn't work out, you owe me money. But I see a lot of debate in the comments as well of people being like, well, you know, that was in good faith in the way that they thought there was a relationship building. I was like, yeah, but you should always present yourself how you are, never how you want to be.
Yeah.
So you should always go into every date presenting yourself as authentically as possible. And if you are the kind of person who is going to be like, okay, well, fuck you, split. I don't, like, that's fine for you, but that's not something I'd ever want to be around. And I also think that it's strange. It's like, why don't do something that's so unnatural to you, because clearly that's really unnatural to you if you're now asking for half the money back.
Yeah, let her split the bill in the first place.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm like, then just be like, okay, let's split this.
Yeah, I know, it's fucking so weird, because now I don't think any, I've heard a few, which I think it's the very minority of girls say, like, no, the men should always pay. I feel like that's a minority these days.
It's a, look, it's a really weird, I think it's whoever icky conversation, personally. It is an icky and weird conversation. And I think it's, I don't judge anyone for having their own opinion on it. Personally.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I will split. There has been times where I've been on dates before where they've gone and paid without me knowing.
Yeah.
And I've been like, oh, fine. But it also makes me feel uncomfy and on the back foot. But that's personally me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I understand a lot of other people who are like scandalized by this, can't believe that I would ever attempt to.
Because,
and look, I will say that I am of the opinion that women are the prize. I will always think that. And the more I kind of get older, I'm like, wow, women really are the prize. And that is that's through my own learnings and understandings as to like how the world works and how patriarchy has really fucked us.
Where the bar is when it comes to men, though.
And that's what I mean. Yeah.
For most. And this is, obviously, it's not all men.
Yeah.
But it's generally the bar is on the floor with these people.
And I think it doesn't mean, I'm not excusing women for bad behaviour. There's fucking enough of that out there. Exactly. Believe me, there's enough girl-on-girl crime and other mad stuff that goes on. And there is enough decent men out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of them. Mm. But I will, as I said, the more I unlearn some things that I grew up with and the more like I read and the more that I like get into it, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, yeah,
women really are the prize. And I'm like, case closed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it makes me feel a little uncomfy. And I don't know if that's because of like experiences I've had when I'm younger. I don't know if that makes me feel like I'm on the back foot and I have to almost make something up to that. Do you know? It's a weird
situation.
But I do as well, like I see a lot of kind of, again, it's this kind of conversation. There's so many men that are absolutely terrified of gold diggers with no gold. And it's like their favorite thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I want a homemaker of a wife with no home. There's no home, David.
Yeah.
You don't have one.
Yeah.
So we don't need to worry about your housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Get a home first.
Exactly. Yeah.
Question mark. You know, there's a lot of that going
She's after me money. You're working. Bar. That's no offense to anybody who works in Spar, but like it's the 19-year-olds on their summer job thinking that people are trying to gold dig them. Like
it's like, oh, she's after me for my money. What money?
Yeah, exactly.
What money? Show me your money.
Yeah,
I'm confused about that, but I do think that there's a lot. If you are dating somebody who is so obviously, not even obviously, if you're dating somebody who is in a much more financial superior position, then I think it takes a bit, like, it's probably a bit more like, right, this is, they're used to footing this bill, or they're used to, you know, I don't think it makes it okay again. I'd probably still attempt to be like,
oh no, we'll go to a chart. Yeah, yeah.
But then there's like, there's loads of different things. Like if you were dating someone, and again, if they made a lot more money than you and they were like, we're going to go to this really expensive place.
Yeah.
For steaks and, you know, the wine is outrageous and everything's outrageous.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, little treat.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true. That's
it just really depends on the proposition. It's an uncomfy convo.
I know.
But I think you have to play it by ear. But I absolutely believe, I think you have to dedicate what happened then and there. Like, I wouldn't go on it. Like, I wouldn't go on a date with you, Jen, to Eddie's. And be like, let me get this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then be like later on, actually, let me not get this. Let me split this.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
That's rude.
I would, do you know what? It would be great if there was like, this was in the constitution. And it was like, if you're going on a date, the initial agreement, you go on the terms that the both of you are splitting the bill. And then if one person wants to take that role on, so be it.
But that's, I would enter every day thinking that we're splitting the bill. Unless otherwise
stated.
Unless otherwise like made or fought about, you know, that kind of way. But I think again, it has to happen then and there. It can't be this kind of case of afterwards being like, well, you've dumped me now, so give me back.
It's fucking mental.
And the only people I see that are like fighting this are men.
Yeah.
So again, I'm like, I don't, like, have you been through this again, Sean? Is this something that you know often?
Yeah. No.
It's weird.
You're just really showing yourself. Like.
Yeah. And again, happy, anybody wants to hit us up with a different perspective, let us know.
Yeah.
Right now, this is all I'm seeing.
Yeah, very true. So you ask people what their maddest...
Yeah, so after seeing her, and there was a few more, I think there was a couple other girls who stitched it and were like, oh, you think this is bad, let's go.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Like a Reese Tisa series.
Yeah, they were like, oh, you think that that's absolutely wild, let's do this. I put one up on the story yesterday just to whet the appetite.
Yeah, lovely.
Just to whet everybody's appetite. And this was from one of our darling listeners. As I said, the question is, what is the most outrageous message you've gotten from a man on a dating app?
Mm-hmm.
Because I do see a lot of that discourse too, and it does crack me up.
Yeah.
Absolutely mm-hmm. wild. So this listener has said, matched with a lad, he seemed nice and he seemed sound, etc. Arranged for a date. I love the way we always defend ourselves. It's like, he seemed nice and sound. I'm like, yeah, again, you go into things with good faith. You really would hope that somebody is nice and sound. So don't worry, I'm well aware. He didn't like be like, he seemed like a fucking weirdo, but I said, let's give it a go anyway.
yeah, exactly. You know?
Arranged for a date. A few days before, he texts me out of the blue. Would you mind if my dad tagged along? And I was, why would your dad tag along? And his reply was, well, we both would want to have a go at you.
Oh, my good Christ.
And she said, I hope you're joking. And he replied, and again, if he's, it, like, I'd be like, your humor's shit.
Yeah.
And he replied, unfortunately not. She goes, needless to say, the date didn't go ahead. Why would he say, unfortunately not, though?
Yeah. That's...
that's a weird...
fucking Jesus.
Yeah.
My God. We have a response here in the... I'll do the box, right? I used to have a gap in my front teeth, thank God for Invisalign, and a boy told me that he'd like to fill the gap for me.
What's the success rate? What's the success rate of those questions?
Do you think he's seriously trying to look for the wife of his life?
I don't think so.
I think he probably goes on for... I'm not defending him. Absolutely shouldn't be saying that. But I do think there's a lot of piss takers in the form of young fellas.
I'm glad you said that, Jen, because you're just after jogging my fucking memory. Yeah. So there is, again, something else that I have been... looking into and learning. And again, I'm happy for everybody else's opiniones on this. The behaviours of men, dating apps are more inherently bad for men
mm-hmm.
because there is a level of choice that they've never really had before.
Yeah.
And therefore, it kind of instigates bad behaviour. Discuss. Okay, that's the point. About to discuss that right now. I think that the way that everybody grows up, isn't it? Where it, like, everybody grows up and it's like, women, look for a husband. Men, make sure to sow all those wild oats and then go and find yourself a very specific kind of woman, and that's a bird that you marry.
Yeah.
And you hear it in language all the time where it's like, that's a bird that you marry, that's a bird that you shag, and that's a bird that, like, you don't even tell anybody that you're shagging. And it kind of creates this bubble.
Yeah.
Where it's like, these are like your options in front of you. I think when you give, like, again, not every fucking man, but I think when you give, like, there's a majority. And when I talk to my single friends, this is the feedback I'm getting.
Yeah.
And also, I found my fella on a dating app. Yeah. I did use dating apps. The behavior was absolutely off the charts. But I think the problem is, the longer it goes on, the worse it's kind of getting. Because I do see a lot of people like, are you in the Facebook group? Are we dating the same guy?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh, you got in, did you?
I got in, finally, yeah.
Well done, congratulations.
I got a referral.
Oh, good. Yeah. From who?
One of the girls that I used to work with.
I could have got you in. Yeah. I've been in there a while.
Have you?
Yeah.
Lurking.
I only went in for, the little lurk. But, like, I don't... What is the story with the way that they post?
So they don't post it outright. They post... They'll be like, hey, girls, 33, Darren, 33, Cork, fireman... photo and comments.
Yeah, why is that?
Because what was happening, people were just... If I was scrolling on Facebook and I happened to be part of this group and I saw a photo of someone I knew, they were just screenshotting immediately.
Right.
Whereas then in the comments, they'll be like, told me he had a job overseas, haven't heard from him since that. Do you get me? So okay. It'll be like the context as to why they're asking this.
Okay.
Now, right. People absolutely misuse and misabuse this as well, where they're like, hey, girls, any tea?
Yeah.
And it's like, Jason 22, and they're like, what tea? It's like, do you know, just chatting to him, anybody have any tea? And you're like, no, that's not it. Like, you're only supposed to put it, you're only really supposed to use it if there's a red flag.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're only supposed to be like, okay, we were supposed to meet on Saturday and he hasn't replied back, and now I'm after getting the feeling that he has a wife and kids.
Yeah, exactly, that kind of thing. And yeah, they do, there's a survey when you join, are we dating the same guy? And there's loads for different area codes. So like, there's one for Dublin, there's one for Ireland, there's one for like London, Paris, I'd say.
But I'm in Ireland, I think. I didn't get into Dublin. I think I'll try Dublin. Oh, get me in, will you?
I'll try. I'll vouch for you.
Thank you.
I'll vouch for you.
Thank you. Back me, please.
But they do, and to be fair, like some of the surveys, it's like you need to genuinely be afraid that your fella is, do you know, so I'm obviously in there as a, shouldn't be in there. But it's also one of the big things of it is it's for women's safety.
Oh.
It's like the big, it's not for gossip, it's for the safety of women for the mental health of women when men fuck them off like this. And they do have a wife and kids in a different country and that kind of thing. Like that's the whole reason for it. But I do think that even the moderators know that there's going to be a level of lurking.
Yeah.
And a level of tea and gossip and stuff like that. You don't fucking post though, asking if there's any tea. Like if you're there for the tea, you just scroll. Don't
that's
involved,
what I mean. You
like,
click in, you're like, oh, right, very good.
Yeah. Oh, look at this fucking mad tea. Yeah. Do you know, like you're that like, kind of thing. But you don't, like, even if I saw some mad tea on it, I wouldn't go to my sister and be like, here, did you see this? I just, it's for my own little bit of reading and then I scroll on. Like,
yeah, but I think, like, I saw somebody the other day, some woman got annoyed and they were like, it's ridiculous. The admins aren't doing their job and, you know, this group has gotten fucking stupid now. People are just posting. And somebody underneath was like, I actually found out that my partner of 10 years was cheating on me from this group. So I'll always hold a candle to it.
You'll take a win, you know, like even if it's just one.
Yeah.
You will take a win because it's like that's after changing the trajectory of that somebody's person's life.
Yeah. And they're like much happier now. Yeah. Have a house. Me and my kids are safe. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I was like, wah, wah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is the importance of those groups. Again, it seems very flippant when we're talking about it, but there is.
Yeah. And I will say, because one of them is like, don't be talking about this group outside of it. And here we are on the podcast. Obviously, we're not talking about specifics. It's just kind of like, we're not going to be ever doing an episode on like, are we dating the same guy?
Never, ever.
It's just a kind of like top line of, it's out there because this happens.
Yeah.
Do you know? It's fucking madness. And obviously with dating apps, like.
And also if you're somebody on a dating app, look up with these groups.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're somebody who's like a little bit shaky.
You might get a bit of use out of it kind of thing, you know?
But anyway, what I was saying, sorry, to wrap that up. And again, it's not all men, but there is this level of choice now that they never really had. So there is a level of, they don't really have to try, like not even they don't have to try, but beforehand it would be like, rarely would you go to a club and girls would be approaching guys.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's not right. It's just the way that things are. And it is the way that particularly in this country and this society, me and you have been brought up. But there is now this kind of level where they always think there's a better bird around the corner. If they just keep, because dating apps are primarily on looks, like that's what it's all based off. So they always think that there's a better bird around the corner. And they're, and you know, women are a lot more, I don't want to say forgiving, it's the wrong word, but they're a lot more less looks bias.
They're open.
They're a lot more open to understanding someone, getting to know someone. Mm-hmm. There is this kind of level of like punching and this kind of conversation that men will have with each other, like, oh, you're punching with that bird and you're so lucky with that bird. But I think it's a weird one because I don't know a lot of men who will look at another man and find the beauty in them, whereas I know a lot of women who will.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. It's very true.
But then I also know a lot of women who will like be like, that's competition. Let's like proposition or let's like base things off each other. So
yeah, I know. And then the fact that it's all on, there's a science behind the dopamine hit that we get from swiping on a phone, whether it be TikTok, YouTube shorts, reels, dating apps left and right. And then I do think it's a bit shit the way that dating apps, you have to match with somebody before you can send them a message or you like get into the prompt. And so girls, like, they're never gonna know that somebody's a fucking weirdo.
Until there's a conversation.
Until there's a conversation. So the onus is nearly put on the woman for matching with
him. Yeah, it's like,
you know?
Yeah.
Or, well, sorry, I should say, that's not, it's not gender specific. The onus is nearly put on the victim of the weirdo by matching with them.
Yeah, there's blame. Know? There's blame there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you can't go to Tinder and be like, how the fuck did you let this person into my life? They're an absolute psycho. It's like, will you match with them?
Yeah.
So it's the own, like, it's a very weird fucking thing. Like,
it's hard. That's what, it's like, how are you supposed to know? Yeah. Harry is going to be an insane man with the first message that he drops yet. And even in, like, you know, I can't remember if it's Hinge or Bumble. I should really know this. One of the two, the woman has to message first.
Oh, okay.
Or, and then there's, again, one out of those two, you only have 24 hours to chat.
All right.
So, or it'll unmatches.
Fuck.
Yeah, so it kind of pushes people into actually having a conversation, which I think is, because they're versions of each other. So with Tinder is obviously like the one, it's not the first dating site, but it was the first dating app that got that level of recognition.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was kind of classic, swipe left or right. Anybody can talk to anyone. There's no time limit. You could have a million matches. There was no limit to the matches that you could have. Mm. That was...
Can you see, if you're talking to somebody, say you and Tom are talking, could you see how many matches he had at that time?
No.
That should be available. Unpopular opinion.
Wow, yeah. I never thought of it that way.
That should be available. It doesn't... You don't need to see the person's name, but you could, like, a number. 17 matches, currently speaking to 14. Like, that needs to be a thing, no? As somebody who's never used a dating app, it that just seems like common sense.
People. Yeah, that would put manners on people.
Do you know? Because like, if you're like matching with Darren and he's fucking 25 matches at that specific time, he's talking to 22 of them, you know, it's fucking you're like, for the hills.
Like, it's like 30 matches chatting to three, you'd be like, fair.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing.
You'd be like, okay. I should actively messaging. Oh, look at you. You should get into app development. My God, Steve Jobs.
And sharks. This is why I feel like you should invest million euro into my company for 2% equity. Thank you very much.
Someone's going to reply to this being like, that's been a feature for 3 years, girls. And we'll be like, cool, 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 cool.
Cool, cool. We're not on them anymore.
Cool, cool. Haven't been on them for 10 years. Yeah.
If fair deals, if it is a thing. Let's move on to some of the fucking mad stories that people have submitted. So a man once sent me his collection of erotic short stories.
Oh, I asked them to send them. Sorry, find that person. They're in the DMs. I did see that yesterday and I was like, can you share? Because I absolutely need to know a few of them.
Oh my God. And she did send them. Wait and I look up her name here now. I love her name. Obviously won't be divulging.
So there's loads of people that have like a cool name. There's so many people that write to us and I'm like, sick name. Sorry. On the while you find that one.
I know, I have it.
Oh, great, brilliant.
Well, she didn't actually send like a full story, but just context. It had emojis.
Oh.
I think that's enough said, which is fair.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
It also had appalling grammar, and I have a degree in English, so it just genuinely upset me. I mean, that's enough to send you fucking book
that
wild.
That would send you.
Yeah, exactly.
My name is Hope. And years ago, when I was on Tinder, I got three separate messages on the same day saying, I hope you like it up the bum.
They all thought they were original.
She said, I instantly deleted the app.
Yeah, you would.
That's immediately where their brains went.
It's astonishing that three of them on the same day.
Same day.
It just goes
to show mates.
They all share a brain.
They're all this girl's name's Hope. Fucking gas, lads. You messaged her at the same time as me.
Fuck's sake. I've gotten I know you from blank profiles on Grindr. It's given me Pretty Little Liars. Yeah. I know you. I feel like the community on Grindr is a bit like that. Just from what I've been told from Grindr users. They're just like, Grindr's a fucking minefield.
Yeah.
Because it's just everybody knows each other.
Yeah, like, and you're like, saw you last
shit.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Bollocks. Yeah, exactly. Hold on to your knickers for this one, right? Ginger friend got a message saying, if the roof is rusty, the basement is wet. Laughing face, shut the fuck up.
Oh, get it.
If the roof is rusty, red hair,
yeah,
the basement is wet. It doesn't make any sense. It does not.
What's the basement? I know.
Yeah.
That's fell.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
That's fell.
Who says that?
That man.
That man. That yoke.
So this girl sent in, I love her detail.
Okay.
She sent in his profile, right? So let me read out the profile.
Oh, sorry, his bio.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the bio is, bio is Stefano, 33. Career-driven guy, works out regularly and have some structure in his life. Interested in women who are like-minded, look after themselves, stay in good physical shape. Just say fatphobic.
Yeah.
And strong and self-sufficient without mental issues or addictions or drama.
You want a fucking sex doll, me?
I just love that.
The demands.
Anyway, so she says they had gone on a date. So this is they were on their second date.
So she completed the checklist.
She gets rid of him after the second date. And he replies, so this is like a barrage of messages she gets after the second date. I would prefer to talk to you. I think you may want to leave it. And that's okay, Mary. I've been let down, to be honest. But I honestly loved our time together. Like, really, these are all separate messages, by the way. Each sentence is a separate message.
That's the way you text.
It is, yeah. I thought my heart... I don't know why I'm slagging them.
When I hear three pings coming in within 5 seconds of each other, I'm like, that's her, Carla. Mm-hmm.
I thought my heart was made of stone. You have proofed... It's not.
Right.
Yeah. We call it what it is. I'm sorry about the fight. I was just being an idiot. And also about the shitey sex. I hope you find someone so special. You deserve it. I didn't think it was going to end like this. But I feel this is maybe what you want. I will step up and I will just make the decision. Sorry for the string of messages. And then she replied, I will step up and make the decision after I tell him I didn't want to see him again because he screamed in my face at a cafe in front of a waitress who offered to call a women's help centre for me on our second date.
Oh my God.
Oh, I just realised those two guys, the first guy, Stefano, the fatphobic one, and that guy are two different people.
Okay, yeah, right.
So she was just giving a screenshot of some other absolute cracker that she found.
Yeah.
Cool bio.
The demands. Because I was like, who would go out with this fella?
Yeah.
You know.
No, I just realised that there. I was like, oh, the names are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
The fuck?
I will step up and I will make the decision. I think I already told you I don't want to see you.
Exactly, yeah.
So, no worries.
It's the loss of control for them. They can't fucking bear it.
That's, yeah.
They
absolutely
cannot bear it. Like, that was it. Like, that video that we saw on TikTok of your one.
Yeah.
That's,
it's like, and another thing. Yeah. Like, I don't care.
I'm actually glad that I dodged you as a bullet. Like, what bullet?
What are you on about? There's no bullets here. This is absolutely wild behaviour.
You're a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
Asked outright if he could have a wank to my pics.
Mm.
Asked again 2 days later when I didn't reply.
Delicious.
He read the room, didn't he?
He
said, oh, she probably didn't see that. I'll send it again.
I'll
send it again.
We have someone here. I have two within a week of each other. Single mother shaming. Was getting on well with these two guys, so I added them on Facebook, you know, to have the social media snoop. They soon realised my daughter, who was around 1.5 at the time, she's now 10, was my daughter and not my niece. First one proceeded to give out to me and tell me I'm a mother now and no longer a person, so I shouldn't be dating. My life revolves around my child, etc. When the second guy realised, he said I should put her up for adoption so we can start a quote unquote real family.
Oh, what the genuine fuck.
Yeah. Keeping in mind, this is 2015 and /2016. Absolutely insane.
I don't think the year is an... Well,
we have
progressed, I feel, an awful lot in terms of like...
I don't think we have. I think the problem is now that men are even worse on dating apps. This is what she's saying. She was like, these were early fucking psychos.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't think dating apps are getting better for people. No, they're getting worse.
Well, this is what I mean about, like, it was funny looking at the misogyny side and the patriarchy and the Barbie movie, because one of the things that happens when he goes into the real world is like, hold on a minute. But Ken turns around to this like CEO of a company, or he's just an office worker or whatever, but he turns around and he's like, you aren't doing patriarchy very well. And the man goes, no, we are. We're doing it well. We're just hiding it better now. And I was like, that's such a good fucking point, because that's something that happened in 2015, 2016. Men still think like that, but now they know better to say it. They'll just avoid.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know?
Yeah, fair.
I feel like that, an outright reply like that, a man just has it in for himself.
Yeah, true.
Going to his own head kind of thing.
Like, that is
just
true.
Asking for trouble. Whereas I think anyone with common sense now just wouldn't say it and would fuck off somewhere else.
Mm.
Do you know?
Sure. I can see where you're coming from.
They're getting better at hiding it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh God. This is a chat up line. And it's not a very good one, considering the fucking episodes we've put out about Jennifer Lopez. Are you Jenny from the Block? Standard, but it made you immediately followed up with, want to be Jenny on my cock.
Oh God.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. You have to say, like, the creativity of including her name in it, a real name in the chat up line. I wonder, does he have one for every letter of the alphabet?
That's what I'm like, are you frantically Googling good jokes for a girl called Carla? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. What's going the story? On? Fuck's sake.
Here, oh, we got three screenshots from three different matches. She was like, here's a few interesting ones I've received. So from this one guy, Kieran said, my God, you are beautiful. It must be my lucky day. So tell me, where in the world would you like our first date to be? She didn't reply. The next day, it's fine. I know picking a place is difficult. Just take your time. I'll be here. Now, that could have been funny. Yeah. Maybe that could have been funny. Okay. And then he went further a couple of days later. Would it be, this is what I don't understand. Okay. This is why I'll never get them. Would it be bad if I said, all I can think about when I look through your pictures is all the filthy things that I do to you. Things that would make Mr. Grey blush. Why did they go for the sex card?
I don't know.
Why did they go for like the feel, like somebody who is like a psychologist, tell me why this is like their favorite thing to do. And I'm sure I've watched a million TikToks before where they explain why this happens, but I find it absolutely insane how it's like they'll push you. Do you get me? They'll push your limit to see like how down you are.
It's very like, okay, I don't have control of this situation. Let's move to the degrading stuff kind of.
Yeah.
Even though he hasn't.
Or is it like maybe said, they'll bite?
I don't know.
Like maybe they're a shagger, you know? That's the thought process. It's like, okay, she's not going for like the sweet date stuff.
Yeah.
But it happens so often. It happens all the fucking time. It's like, hey, how are you? All good. How are you? Better if you were shagging me right now. You're like, what?
I like your dress. It looked better on my bedroom floor.
You're like, well, that's tame compared to some of the shit that I've seen, you know?
Yeah, I know. The graphic kind of.
Yeah. Anyway, that was just one of three. This is a different guy. I would love to be your obedient dog. Would you enjoy being obeyed? None of these replied to. I used to have a fantasy. It was an unfulfilled fantasy. Thank you for letting me know. And I had almost completely forgotten that I had ever had this fantasy until I saw your photos. And your photos made me want to obey you and do anything you say because you look very powerful and you look like you would be very good at being strict and bossy and just the right amount of cruel. And then I started imagining what it would be like to obey you.
Surely there's an app out there for BDSM, like. No?
I don't know.
A kink app.
She gets another. This is a different person altogether. You are the most beautiful woman in the world. Your eyes are heaven personified. I would like to get to know you. I need somebody like you in my life. You're the kind of woman a man never forgets.
That sounds like a scam.
Yeah, it does. That sounds like, come to me, my princess. Yeah.
I have inheritance for you.
That like, is, yeah.
It's just them vibes.
It's giving, yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit. Yeah.
It's giving African prints. We're obsessed.
Yeah. A fella texts me saying, I'll leave your face like a painter's radio.
Oh, loser. Again, brilliant, Brendan. When can we meet? Like, what are they expecting?
I know. But this is what I mean about the cheeky fuckers and the messers being on. Like, I think they get a kick out of being that degrading.
Losers.
That kind of thing. Even though they'll never get a response, but they keep going.
They'll push and push. That's what I mean. It's like they'll continue to push and be almost as if like,
it's just madness. Yeah. Is there a vetting process when you're getting onto these? I know with matchmakers there is, but with like these apps, is there a vetting process?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Just if you have a social media profile.
So you could like have a 12-year-old on there?
No. I don't think so.
No, not putting his age in as well, but pretending like half fishing. Do you know what I mean?
I don't really know. I don't think so. I think there's some level of like, you can't have social media until you're over 16, I think it is. But I know that people that do, I don't actually know. You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I know. I want you to be my dirty cock slut. I didn't even care to ask what the role consisted of. that would buy me pizza in return for sex. Hang on. Do we have a forced part of that message? No. That's just very No, okay.
I have, oh God, this girl said, nothing too insane, but it was soul crushing all the same. I matched with someone who I thought was very gorge, and I texted him first, being brave. She said, in brackets, something I never used to do. He replied, I swiped on you by accident and then immediately unmatched me. I like to believe I dodged a bullet. I don't believe that he... Again, I think this is part of like...
What? Sorry, explain again what happened.
She matched with someone that she thought was hot.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, I'll send him a message. He's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
And he said, I swiped on you by accident. As in, I matched with you by accident instead of right. Instead of swiping left, I swiped right.
Oh,
and I should have swiped left, kind of thing. And then immediately unmatched her. But I also think that's probably a lot to do with... I don't think that's what happened.
Yeah.
I can almost guarantee...
He just, yeah.
He definitely... Like, it wasn't an accident thing, but then... Because you spoke to him, he was like, oh, no, too... Not difficult enough.
Yeah, I know, yeah. This... Right, I needed to look at our profile picture first before I read this out.
Okay.
Stunning blowjob eyes.
Oh.
This was the thing she got. I will say she has beautiful eyes.
Okay. You're after checking it out and you
I
say...
I did, yeah. I agree. Not about the blowjob thing, but
you're
beautiful
like, I wouldn't
eyes
write it to you, but I do believe you're beautiful.
Yeah, I do believe you have... Your eyes are stunning, my girl. You know who you are.
We have a voice now.
Well, we do the... Do we need to do the voice thing?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hang on a sec. Guys, big fan of the podcast, and I just saw your story about funny... Sorry, it's so fucking windy. Funny Tinder messages. I actually used to... I was like the queen of Tinder, and... I used to have a full-on highlight on my Instagram because I used to put up all the funny messages and the profiles that I would see. But I since deleted it because I was like, this maybe makes me look a bit mental. I actually have a lovely boyfriend now that I met on Tinder. So there is hope for any of the girlies on the dating apps. But I had to have a little look through my archive and see. I definitely have more, but I just thought some of these were absolutely gas. So I'm going to send them on to you.
I love that she committed to the bit and she had the highlight on Instagram.
Yeah. I love that.
I absolutely love that.
She kind of had a, oh God.
She was kind of like, are we dating the same guy, but on our Instagram highlights?
Yeah, good for her. This one, we have no name. All we know is that his bio says, you can't choose your father, but you can definitely choose your daddy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. This one was just Brazilian 27. Looking for short girls with little gag reflex, pre-drinks and aftercare included in the package. Face picture will be provided before the meetup because he had a photo of just an anal training kit, I think. That's good. That's his photo. Yeah. Swipe right for the best night of your life was another guy.
Lovely.
This guy, how to spoon, dick hard on the ass, titty in hand, kiss your neck. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
What an absolute virgin.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a frigid.
That's someone who's never been successful at spin disco.
Yeah.
Another guy sent the eggplant emoji, the peach emoji, a question mark, and then, you know, that kind of smirking face.
Oh, fuck off.
To which he replied, no. Double ticked that, so he had seen it.
What, like?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gets better. This other guy said, 21, looking for a dirty goth slut cum dumpster that will let me use them and not talk to for days on end. You sluts better swipe right or I will annihilate your anus. You fucking worthless piece of garbage. So if you want me to, or if you want to be used and have daddy issues, hit me up. My anthem, Rhodes by Clayton Cooper.
Why don't these men admit that they're gay?
I know.
Why are they so obsessed with asses?
Yeah.
And like so degrading towards women and just come out of the closet. It's 2024. Nobody gives a fuck anymore. Like there's a whole community there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
There's a lot going on.
But then is that insulting to the gays? It probably is. Like just, if you're so obsessed with the ass.
Yeah. It's like, quite.
It's shown, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking madness.
It is weird. My last Latina girlfriend stabbed me, so I'm ready for a white girl. What you at, Karen? No one tell my mom I'm using her for likes. My anthem, what? Still in Love with My Ex by Kelly Rowland.
What the fuck?
And then another guy who wouldn't put a photo up. His photo was a picture of text saying, I don't care what you look like. Are you up for a shag? And then it said, anal anyone.
They're mad about anal.
So odd, like.
Will you stop the anal? What is wrong with them?
This other Italian couple not looking for a threesome, just someone who likes to watch. Next one is we are back, or sorry. If I like you, you'd walk funny the next day. I need the kinkiest, horniest girl in Dublin, and I'd kill for a rim job. Tongue out face.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to be devil's advocate here for a second.
What?
At least they're straight up telling you who they are.
To be fair, yeah, they're showing their real colours.
I mean, it's not right and it's not okay, but at least they are straight up being like...
You're able to dodge it.
Yeah, straight like, away. There's no hoodie winks going on there.
Yeah, that's very true. They're not like waiting until the third message before they're like, I want to annihilate your anus.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm looking for a kinky slut goth girl.
Get into fucking porn.
Just
if that's what you want to do.
The problem is they've been into porn. I think that's the problem. I think they've been into a bit too much porn.
But they're not willing to perform the porn.
Yeah. But then also, how else are they supposed to find these, you know what I mean? Like if you want to live out, like I'm not kink shaming. I'm like, you know, kink asking why. But like, how else are they supposed to?
I feel like there should be specific apps for that. No?
There is. I'm sure there is. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence about it. Because in another way, I'm like, it is absolutely brutal and it's disgusting. But they are telling you who they are.
That's very true.
So you don't have to fuck around with it. Yeah. It's a bit mad and it's gas, again, to like screenshot, but...
I know. It's anyway. Mental. But if you're on an app that claims to be the app that's there to find the love of your life, don't go on that app.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I can see where you're coming from,
yeah, Billy. You know? And then I think some of them just put these bios up to be absolutely fucking gas. I think what we'll do is we will continue the conversation over on Patreon because we got quite a lot of submissions.
Oh, we absolutely fucking will. I can tell you that.
The link for our Patreon is down below in the show notes. We're actually going to go and record 2 episodes. We are doing our monthly roundup for the month of March, which we're going to have to try and cut a few things from the list because the fucking insanity that happened in March was crazy.
Yeah.
So that's the extra episode that we do. So it's 5 extra episodes for 6 of your euros over on Patreon, which means you get, how many episodes is it again? 11?
No, 9. We were talking about you get 9
episodes a month if you're on Patreon as well. So there you go. We're going to insert a little clip from this week's Patreon as well. So stick around for that and we will talk to you next week. Bye.
A 2019 study found that respondents had ghosted 29% of the people that they had dated and had been ghosted by 25% of dates themselves. So it kind of just goes on to say, like, people get ghosted, all this other kind of shit. One of the main themes of how common it is for people to be using dating apps is while they are in relationships. Data from the US has shown that 42% of people with a Tinder profile are either in a relationship or married.
Oh.
42.
That's a lot.
That is wild. That is actually insane.
Yeah.
A study of an American undergraduate students around 2/3 revealed that they had seen someone on Tinder who they knew to be in a relationship. Further, 17% of participants said that they had messaged someone on Tinder while in a committed relationship, and 7% engaged in a sexual relationship with someone that they had met on Tinder while in a committed relationship. There is also evidence that people are using dating apps to keep up what we call back burner relationships. This is somebody on a dating app maintaining contact with another person in the hope that someday they might pursue something romantic or sexual. So they won't cheat on you now, but they will in the future, maybe.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
People are dickheads.
That's the whole reason for those "are we dating the same guy" things come up, because like that girl that got caught, or caught your man who she was in a relationship with for 10 years, like that's the, like, it's just that it's absolutely needed. Or you'd see these videos going out on TikTok where it's just like, if you are married to a man who was wearing this, he had this, like I saw one only last week.
Oh, she was on the plane. And the girl got back being like, yeah, we have that real. When he goes out of town, he can play around on Tinder.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, was, I didn't back, see the follow up.
Brian with a Y.
And the maroon top and the skill bag.
Because so many people were like tagging, being like, I know this guy.
No way.
And the wife got on being like, yeah, I allow him to. So like, I don't know why he found it okay to like make a public video, and it kind of became this like back and forth between
Do you know what? When I was thinking about this, because I was like putting, like emptying the dishwasher or whatever, I was listening to this and I was just like, you know, just kind of, you know, you kind of have this internal dialogue when you're kind of your thoughts or whatever.
Yeah,
and I was like, plot twist. that's assault past, isn't he? He's allowed, and now she's after making a public video about it. I swear to God, that's what I, because I didn't know there was a follow up.
No, plot twist, yeah, you're correct.
Oh my God!
Yeah, predicted.
Why?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.